Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Alright, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some steps you can take with a non-running pool or pool that's not functioning. Recently, there was a big freeze in Texas, and a lot of the pools are not running at this point because they can't get the parts. And I'll touch on a little bit about the problem with the parts also, and some solutions with certain equipment situations. So this is applicable for everyone, depending on, you know, the time you listen to this podcast. So I'll go over the things that I do when I encounter a pool that's non-functioning. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So for various reasons, there's been pools on my route that I couldn't get up and running. And a few examples are I had a couple of them that were rentals and could not get a hold of the landlord because they were out of the country and could not get approval to get a new motor or pump put in. And so the pool just sat non-running. And then there was another situation where I was doing a pool for a house that was repoed by the bank, and then the electricity was turned off and could not get the agent to turn on the electricity. So that pool, of course, was non-functioning because there was no power to it. So these situations brought to mind what's happening in Texas, where you can't find valves to fix them to get the pools running, or you may have a heater manifold cracked and you can't find the part to replace that, or cracked pump housing. All these things are in short supply. And what I've heard is that 40% of all the parts across the country, or 50% of them, are going to Texas right now. And so what's going to happen, I think, across the nation when the season kicks in, is that if you're going to need a heater or a heater part or a valve or something of this nature, you may not be able to find it. So you may have a pool that's going to be sitting there for 2 or 3 weeks or a month or maybe even 2 months, non-functioning because you can't get the part because all the parts have been used up. There was already a part shortage at the end of last year to begin with. And so going into this year, with Texas taking up a lot of the parts for good reason because they had a lot of damage there, it's going to really affect, I think, a lot of pools in different areas where you can't find the parts you need to fix the pool. And the parts are going to be a lot more expensive, I think, going forward. I've seen some increases already on different parts. So it may be a big mess in 2021 getting parts for your pool. So there's some things you can do as a pool service provider. You can, of course, if you have a vacuum system, maintain the pool pretty well with just your vacuum system. So if you have a Riptide, PowerVac, Hammerhead, or bottom feeder, you don't need the customer's equipment to run the vacuum system, so you can clean the pools pretty well, even if they're non-functioning. And I also have an Advantage PortaVac that I can use. I can plug that in, and it has a filter and pump basically separate on a dolly, and I can wheel that to a pool and vacuum any pool. And there was a situation a few years ago where a customer was having a leak detection done. They had all the valves cut out because they couldn't find the source of the leak, so the pool wasn't running. And then they had a wake in the backyard that week for their mother, who unfortunately had passed away. So I was able to pull up there with my PortaVac, plug it in, vacuum the pool out really well, and just getting it looking really sharp for the service they were having in their backyard. And so that's definitely an option if you're a pool service provider. I can't see you doing this at 80 different accounts. It would just consume a lot of time. But for those occasions where you're going to need it, I think the portable filtration system is something you can add to your pool tool arsenal, I guess, in a way. But the vacuum system does a great job also of taking care of a lot of the debris and some of the dirt in the pool. So that's something you can do. If you're a homeowner and the pool's not functioning, the best thing you can do is probably leaf rake it and brush it. You can buy a leaf bagger or leaf master or one of the WaterTech battery-operated vacuums, and you can vacuum out some of the debris that way. But in most cases, you're going to just be using the leaf rake to get debris out. And you want to brush the pool to keep anything from staining it. I would recommend, you know, brushing the pool every couple of days to kind of stir it up and keep any kind of organic staining at the minimum. You're going to definitely have some water quality issues if the pool's not running in the summertime, and I've had a few of those. It's really tough because those will turn green pretty rapidly in a non-functioning pool. So what I do is I'll charge the customer for the chlorine that I'm going to use. In this case, with the repo, it was the real estate company that was paying the service, and so they paid a little bit of a premium for the extra chlorine I would put in. And you can actually keep a pool looking halfway decent if you keep a lot of chlorine in the pool, but eventually at some point, the pool is going to reach that point of no return where no matter how much chemicals you put in, you're not going to be able to keep it clear because it's not running. So be aware that it's not something that can be done successfully for a long period of time, especially in the summertime. So at some point, you're going to have to get the pool running in season to keep it from turning into a swamp. And I know a lot of people are brainstorming, trying to figure out ways they can run their pool without their equipment. You really couldn't get like a submersible pump and circulate it that way. It's not going to do any good because there's no filter attached. You can maybe if you can find it. And again, with the equipment shortages, you may not be able to find it. But if you can find maybe a 1 horsepower above ground pool pump that you can plug in and then get a cartridge filter, maybe a small 100 square foot cartridge filter, and then connect that at the pool side and run the pool through that, you can effectively filter the pool pretty good. That way, as long as the pool is not gigantic, you can do that. But then you're investing into that equipment, and you know that's something that you may not have the budget for. So in most cases, when the pool's not running, if you have, say, a heater leaking and you can't get the heater part for 3 or 4 months, you can definitely bypass that heater to get the pool running. But if it's a cracked pump housing or a valve, there's really not a lot you can do at that point except leave the pool off. There's no quick fixes for that. But the heater definitely can be bypassed, and you can run the pool without the heater. It's not a necessary part of the pool equipment. If you have an inline or offline chlorinator that's on the pool and it's cracked and you can't get a replacement, you can simply cut the pipe off, or you can take the offline chlorinating tubing and take it out of the chlorinator and kind of just loop it around into the plumbing, which I've done before when I had a chlorinator that wasn't functioning. Just be aware that this could cause a water drain problem if you have an attached spa to your pool. If you just loop the black tubing from, you know, the inlet and outlet, when the pool turns off, air will get in there and drain down the spa a little bit. So I've noticed that happen, but not a major drawback because then you just bypass the chlorinator. If you have an inline chlorinator, you can cut that off the plumbing and just put a coupler and some PVC pipe to take the place of the inline chlorinator. But with the offline, you can just kind of connect the tubing without the chlorinator there. If you're looking at the chlorinator at the pool, you can kind of figure out what I'm talking about. And that's one way to bypass an offline chlorinator. And beyond that, if the pump is cracked or if you need new equipment and you can't get it, definitely the pool is not going to be running and non-functioning. So the steps that I take is I keep the chlorine level extremely high in these pools that are not functioning so that that tipping point is slower to get to. So 10 parts per million, 15 parts per million, whatever you can keep it at long term is better. And brushing the pool every week when I'm there, I brush the pool thoroughly. If you're a homeowner, you can brush every day if you can to keep the algae from forming, scale from forming. I would also advise against adding large amounts of muriatic acid in a pool that's not running. It really has nowhere to go. It's not going to circulate. And it's not going to lower the pH as you think it would because it's just going to be sitting there. So you're going to have to kind of just deal with the fact that you're going to maybe have some scale. And there's chemicals that you can use to get rid of the scale. I like the Easy Care Butec. It may be logical to put a bottle of the Easy Care Butec in there and kind of brush it around to kind of stir it up. But it may just be something you treat after the pool is running because I'm not sure how effective that would be with the pool stagnant. But the Butec is great at removing scale from the pool surface. So if you're worried about scaling because you're not putting acid in to lower the pH down, don't worry about it. You could take care of that later. I wouldn't advise draining the pool and leaving it empty because when the temperature gets over 100, the pool surface will start to crack and chip. Not the smartest thing to do. Plus, there's a lot of codes in your area that may prevent you from actually leaving a pool empty in the backyard. The best thing you can do is keep a large amount of chlorine in there and hopefully you can get that pool up and running before the season starts, before it starts to turn green, because there really is no way to keep a non-functioning pool from turning green long term. So it'll be a gradual kind of thing. If let's say, you know, you're in March or April, By the time you hit May and June in California, it just becomes impossible, May, June, July, August, to keep a pool that's non-functioning from turning green. No matter how much chlorine you put in there, it's really going to reach a point where it's going to start turning on you. So in my situation where I couldn't get a hold of the landlord for about 2 months, I would say, with a non-functioning pump, it started getting pretty ugly. I would use my portable vacuum to kind of vacuum it out, my vacuum system. Fortunately for that pool, it was up and running before the season started. And I've heard different things where pool guys will actually put in like an old motor if they couldn't get a hold of the owner for some reason and get that pool running. And that's a possibility too. But bottom line is there's not a lot of options with a non-functioning pool. One thing also to keep in mind is that a lot of the parts are universal. You can interchange them. So if you have a Jandy three-way valve, you can put a Pentair three-way valve or a Hayward three-way valve in there. If you have a check valve, you can go with Jandy, Waterway, Pentair, Hayward. So a lot of those parts you can actually utilize. As far as pumps go, if you have, you know, a Pentair IntelliFlow, the Pentair WhisperFlow has the same wet end or pump pot, or the front of the pump is the same for the WhisperFlow as it is for the IntelliFlow. Depending on the year and model, a lot of pumps will match up pretty well. And so if you can't find a pump housing, you may be able to find something similar. And of course, you may just want to replace your whole pump at that point. So if you have a cracked pump housing and you can't find the part, but then your pump is 8 to 10 years old, you're pretty much near the end of the active lifespan anyway of that pump and motor. And so I would just replace that whole pump, you know, if you can find one to replace it with to get the pool up and running. You may not want to beat your head against the wall trying to find a pump housing and repair a 10-year-old pump when you can actually just get a whole new one. So those are kind of some things to think about too. As far as your heater, I would definitely advise repairing the heater if you can, because the heater is extremely expensive to replace. But if the parts are going to cost, you know, $800 or $1,000 and the heater is 10 years old again, you may just want to get a new heater put in. So those are some options for you. But it can be really difficult if the pool is not running, especially if you're the pool service provider and you're trying to maintain it because you're going to be using a lot of chemicals. And so you're going to have to find a way to pass those costs on to the customer, because you can't afford to be putting in a case of liquid chlorine, you know, or three or four trichlor tablets, or dichlor, or, you know, calhypo, large amounts of calhypo, four or five bags of shock in the pool, because you can't absorb that chemical cost in your business. So the customer is going to have to absorb that cost. So one thing you can do is buy them a box of shock, leave it at the site, is what I do. So, you know, you can buy a box of calhypo, or a bucket of calhypo, or a bucket of dichlor, whatever you can get your hands on, leave it at the customer's house, and then charge them for that. And then you can put it in when you go there every week, or a case of liquid chlorine, however you want to operate that, because you can't absorb the cost of the chemicals. So keep in mind that the extra chemicals you're putting in, you really can't pay for yourself, because that's not part of your business model. If the pool's non-functioning, that's something that the customer has to kind of absorb for that reason. So there are really no easy answers for a part shortage, or if you can't get the part for your pool. And this happens when parts are discontinued. I've had really old filters on my route where they're looking for a backwash valve that doesn't exist anymore, or a filter part, or even a motor part, or they have a brass motor. And so the pool may be down for 2 or 3 weeks while you negotiate trying to get the customer to invest in something new. And so there may be a number of reasons why the pool is not running. And just address the chemistry. You want to make sure you have plenty of chlorine in the pool to keep those levels up so that the pool doesn't turn on you. And then address the equipment issues, replacing, getting the parts, whatever needs to be done, get that pool up and running. And like I mentioned several times, in the summertime, virtually impossible to keep a non-functioning pool from turning green. So keep that in mind. If your pool starts turning green on you, it's just something normal that's going to happen when the pool's not running. There's really nothing you can do about it at that point. Just keep in mind that once the pool is running again, all of these things can be reversed. So if you have scaling, a green pool, these kind of things from the pool not running, once it's up and running, you can reverse these pretty quickly and have a blue pool again. So don't be overly concerned about the pool turning green on you if it's not functioning or looking ugly or not being balanced, because those can all be corrected after everything is up and running. And I also have a couple of YouTube videos on this. One is called Deep Freeze, and the other one is about replacing your equipment. And you can definitely find those on my YouTube channel, where I talk about both the situation in Texas, plus some tips on replacing the equipment, and definitely go to my YouTube channel. You can find my YouTube channel pretty easily by going to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and then you click on the YouTube icon there. If you scroll down to the middle of the homepage, you can also find my YouTube channel through there, and you can look up those two videos about replacing your equipment when they're damaged. So hopefully you can get everything up and running and you won't have things down for too long. But I have the resources hopefully to help you with that. You can also email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com and I can give you tips. I've been getting a lot of emails from people about their pool not functioning. So definitely you can email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a good rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.